Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Over in Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Well, that Bradley Beal sucks. No wonder they want to get rid of him. No trade clause. Wow, they hate him. You ever just search up in the midst of this frog boy, Bradley Beal on Twitter, and just see what people are saying about him? Those ones fans hate him.
No, I haven't even checked.
They're bullying him.
Now, is Leroy, let's see, was Leroy in studio yesterday?
He definitely is muted right now. Here, let's right. Call him. This is our favorite bit.
This is great.
It's our favorite bit. Let's do this.
This is good. This is good.
Hold on. Ready? Let's see. Lee.
He is locked in. Dude. He is just reading. He must be reading.
Reading something. He doesn't realize what time it is. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go.
Involved.
Here we go. Hold on.
Hopefully he doesn't curse. Fingers crossed.
Hold on.
Fingers crossed.
Now he realizes. He knows as soon as we called him, he's like, oh, I got to unmute.
I'm just sitting there.
Defenses couldn't stop him, but unmuting your tab could. Hello, Leroy. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. You forgot your password like 900 times, or you're getting into password disputes. I don't know what's going on here. So we were just saying, I said that Bradley Beal sucks, huh?
What did he do?
Oh, just every game's like a 3-for-8. I think he also got hurt last night, too, on top of it.
Oh, yeah. There we go. There's that. Forget the Bradley Beal, the player.
Yeah.
Remember the Bradley Beal availability.
Bradley Beal just turned his ankle last night and goes, I'm sick.
Bubble guts.
I can't. I need 2 weeks. Mm. Well, when's the trade deadline? I'll be back on February 7th. What do you mean, Bradley? Just not feeling so good.
Just not, you know, I hold all the cards.
I hold the cards, and I'm not. My cards are telling me I don't feel so good. They're like, no. Like he turns that ankle last night, and they're like, you better get out there. It's like I think I should probably sit out the rest of this game.
You we're know, lashing not, out because we got 2 days before we got to deal with our own issues.
I'm not lashing out. I'm not lashing out at all, honestly. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll talk to David Dwork today. We'll talk a little Cats with David Dwork.
No.
Having updated, the Cats did win last night via shootout over the New Jersey Devils. Anton Lindell with the Gooseys.
Spencer Knight?
Looked great.
Bad.
He looked great. Yeah. Looked great. Big saves from the young buck. 26 of them. Anton Lundell had the winner in the shootout. So the Cats get 2 points and a nice win by them. They at least were able to pick up both there. The shootout always makes me nervous.
I watched 12 seconds of the Canes and Duke.
Oof.
And I'm like, this Cooper Flag, yikes, he can go.
Final score, 89-54 Duke.
Woo! Wow. 24 wasn't enough.
Whew. Canes were outscored 50-26 in the first half.
I'm just thinking, have we ever thought of two Power 5 conferences teams playing each other, no matter how bad they've been, and one been a 24-point favorite?
In that history? In the Canes' history?
Just in general. If I take any two SEC schools and play them against each other, any two Big Ten teams play them against each other, right?
I bet there's
you
had to be
of any point spread. I can't.
I would. Are you talking in hoops?
In hoops.
Oh, in hoops. I was going to say in football for sure.
No. Yeah.
Football. I gotta imagine there's been years Duke's been way heavier favorites than I don't know. Name an ACC team. Virginia before Virginia could before Virginia was decent. You know?
No, dude, I'm telling you, not 24 points. That's crazy.
You can't just say something like that. Like, I'm sure there has been. I'm sure there has been.
Like, you've been around sports enough to say, that sounds, like, rare.
I mean, they're very good this year. They've only lost twice. They've lost.
No, I'm not saying Duke isn't very good. I'm saying Miami is that bad.
Oh, Miami's terrible.
Right.
That's one of the things that was, like, Coach L's calling card, too. Like, I think he had more wins against Duke in his time in the ACC than any other coach. And North Carolina.
He's sitting somewhere going, doesn't count against my record.
He goes, that's a shame. Oh, well. Yeah, the Canes got absolutely stomped on yesterday. That was a something. And the Jimmy Butler saga. The Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. Bam Adebayo is listed as questionable with his lower back contusion. He missed his first game of the season against the Clippers. We'll see if he's able to go tonight against the Lakers. At least he didn't have to fly anywhere, I'd imagine. So that's probably good for the back. The big news yesterday with Jimmy Butler, Leroy, after we had Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald on, who confirmed that, yeah, the whole Pat Riley thing went down. According to Ira Winderman, he was the first I saw to report this, but then others followed, that Jimmy Butler has a meeting with Mickey Arison coming up, I guess tomorrow, I'd imagine. It says it's supposed to be after the road trip ends. He's expected to meet with him ahead of his scheduled return against the Nuggets. And I got to tell you, dude, when I read that, that kind of tipped me too. I don't think they're going to bring him back. I know it says in Ira's column that the Miami Heat are usually and very much against the idea of paying him to just be away. And supposedly Heat Brass is supposed to meet as well tomorrow to decide, hey, can we get a deal done? Can we finish? I'm telling you, dude, when I saw that he's meeting with Mickey Arison, my first reaction was, it's over. They're not bringing him back.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
No, I don't. I can't disagree because what is Mickey going to save?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Plus, I go back to the immediate, you know, I feel like it feels like Mickey's kind of like, you know, the last line of defense. But the last time I remember Mickey meeting with somebody, Dwayne Wade was a Chicago Bull the next day.
Right.
So it felt very much like a goodbye.
Do you think it's going to be the same, like, next day kind of turnaround? Or
I mean, it literally has to be the next day. Like,
I
just don't think they're going to let him play in a Heat uniform anymore.
Right. But my other thing is that he says he doesn't want to be here, but Knicks is he said anywhere but here.
Yeah.
He said those words, But then comes out 2 days later and says, I only want to trade to Phoenix.
Right.
So, like, what do you want? Like, it's like you have literally made it impossible to accomplish anything you want with the things that you've said over the past month.
Agreed. So, yeah, I see that meeting with Mickey Harrison. And
trade
him
to the Utes.
To the Utes. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. They could trade him anywhere they want. I just don't know who would want him.
Right, and who's to say? And here's the problem. The one thing that I'll say about Dame, right? He maybe wasn't down with where they traded him. But when he got there, he played basketball. And that was never a question.
Right.
Whenever it becomes a question of whether you're going to play or not. Remember, they said that about Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on to win a championship.
Right.
Because he wasn't, you know, wasn't thinking Toronto. Right? And he didn't really put a whole bunch of demands on it. But, like, you have to figure out what you want.
There was also something.
Do you want to play for a certain team? Or do you really want to be out of Miami?
There was also something like, I forget the wording that that Anthony had exactly yesterday in his column about this, but it had like the word oblige in there as in regards to Jimmy Butler playing, and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound like oblige.
That sounds way too nice for what's coming.
What?
Right.
I was just like, huh?
So, like,
here was this is what he said. Anthony writes, if Butler is asked to rejoin the team and be in uniform at the end of suspension, the expectation is that Butler will oblige and be available to play in order not to lose more of his salary. So it's like, I'll be there, but you know why he's there. He's just there not to get docked, which, I don't know. I just kind of read that and I'm like,
That means you're getting minimal effort.
Minimal effort, dude. Which, of course, he'll be insulted if you ask, did you give top effort? How dare you question that? You're finding my joy. Take a break. More to come here. Heat matchup tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get into it. Khalil Ware, can he build off of what he did last time? Nikola Jovic, can he bounce back? Tall time! Back after this.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight, you rascals. 10 o'clock.
Best game.
Your 10 o'clock tip off from Crypto.com Arena. Lakers, 4.5-point favorites tonight as the Heat get ready for them. Same as on the record, pretty much. The Lakers are 20.
I would love to see if Khalil can keep his feet in front of AD.
Yeah, there is. AD is dealing with a foot thing, but he says that he's probable. LeBron has a foot, but he's probable. Dorian Finney-Smith is doubtful for a personal reason. And Bronny James is questionable with an illness. So those are your injuries tonight for the Lakers, the Heat. Just the big thing to monitor is Bam Adebayo and his status for tonight. So the Heat and 15 minutes of Heat is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, HollywoodKia.com, or call 832-930-6181. Kalel Ware, of course, coming off a big fourth quarter in a game that kind of got away from the Heat against the L.A. Clippers. But Tyler Hero with some praise for the giant Kryptonian.
I mean, he's one of my favorite players in the NBA. So, I mean, just watching him grow, really excited for it. You know, he's a guy that just keeps taking steps forward. He loves to learn, loves to pick up on different things. And I'm excited to watch him grow.
Very tall. Oh, wingspan. And you see, I love the he's got the quote that he gave to Jax was my favorite, where he says, just throw it up. There ain't going to be no turnover. I love that. And then Tyler Hero had said on the road trip that Kalel Ware goes to him before every game, and he puts in an order like he's at the drive-thru. He's like, let me get four lobs. Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. I love that.
Is that what that's for? They can ring boop. It in on there?
Okay. No, it's like, what do you want to say?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Boop.
Let me get four lobs.
That's not how it works, by the way. Boop. There's a button on your hip.
No. Boop. I see the button. It's right there. Boop.
No, it's not. Boop. Oh, my goodness.
You're talking about the coaches. I'm talking about fast food.
Boop. They still have to hit. Oh, my goodness. Well, you would be talking about fast food.
We're still home.
Here's Eric Spoelstra on Ware's performance thus far this season.
You know, he's making some improvements. You know, the 13 rebounds, you know, for sure. Think he could have had a couple more. They changed some shots under the rim. You know, we still want him to elevate, and there's probably three or four more that he could have gotten to. And deflections and interior, you know, pass defense. But he's making progress. And it seems to be, you know, every day that he's learning something new.
How about learning during the game?
He is learning during the game.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Saying.
That was very passive aggressive.
I don't like, you know, I don't really know what you're saying.
I'm just saying. The 13 rebounds, that's improvement. Probably could have had a couple of more. I'm like, I mean, the last game he had zero. So I would say 13 is a substantial increase.
It was an increase. Output. It was an increase.
So you still say he could have got more?
Vanessa P. Petty says, Tobin is really matured. The LeBron slander is at a minimum. I've grown.
Yeah, I do see that.
I've grown.
You know why? No, that's not why. That's not why. Y'all missing it. Okay. Tobin is really shook by this Jimmy situation. And so he's not, you know, he can't really concentrate on the things that he would normally concentrate on, because in the back of his mind, he's still wondering what the hell's going to happen with Jimmy.
I know what's going to happen with Jimmy.
What's going to happen?
He's not playing on Friday night.
He's going to have to recondition?
He's not going to play on Friday night. He's either going to be brewing some coffee at Big Face, or he's going to be playing dominoes somewhere after Mickey Arison tells him to take a hike.
So
we'll let you know when you're traded to Phoenix.
So, question. How does that help anybody?
I think it helps.
This is my whole point.
Doesn't it help? It helps the locker room, doesn't it? Like, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yes. No. Of the parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're not including the kids here. Of the two parties involved in the Heat organization and Jimmy, how has any of this happened, helped anything that anybody wants to accomplish?
It has not.
Right.
So, any of this has not. But now that you've gone.
Now that we're here, in order for somebody to trade for Jimmy, they would have to make the same assumptions that you're making, that you have made over the last couple of years.
Except if you're a team.
Oh, in January, he's going to turn it up.
Yeah, but Phoenix is in a desperate spot, dude. Like, they have Kevin Durant, who could walk on them next year. They have a Bradley Beal contract that's awful. So they're just going to give the Bradley Beal money to Jimmy Butler because it's a better fit.
No, I got you. But we're making one assumption.
Mm-hmm.
We're making a huge assumption here. We are assuming that Jimmy's going to be Jimmy wherever he goes.
Oh, 100%. Look, that's been part of my part of the reason I think that he has turned it down and turned the Jets down is because he got hurt twice this season and was like, not doing it anymore. I'm not. Like, I don't mean to throw accusations out there. I'm just reading the room of what I've seen. Like, I'm sorry.
Everything started with the ankle twist.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the second one of the season. He did it in both ankles. And he's like, am I really going to go through a grind of an NBA season for a team that isn't going to extend me? I want to get extended. I don't think that he was gonna throw it out there like that. Like, small things become big things.
So I'll ask you this.
Because otherwise, like, what else would have changed? Everything else, all the stuff that we know, pissed off at Riley. I'm not saying he shouldn't be pissed off at Riley. All the things that he could be upset about with the roster construction, I think they're fair criticisms. But all the things that were issues aren't new issues. So what, my biggest thing, and I keep coming back to this, y'all, what made it go nuclear? What made it go to the point?
That's the only thing
I can point to is like, you know what? These guys aren't going to pay me. I'm not going to screw up the next team that's going to pay me.
So
it's not a great, like, I get everybody's, you guys are right. Has he quit on the team? Absolutely. I'm not defending Jimmy Butler. I'm trying to explain what the hell has happened. And I don't, because this is a level of murkiness over this whole thing that nobody has come to give me any decent explanation. All I keep getting now are petty grenades from the Heat to Jimmy to the Heat. And they're all, well, this is what I don't like about you, and this is what I don't like about you. And that's all fine. Everybody's got their points. You guys know where I stood. I was stand on pay Jimmy Butler. What I've been fascinated by in this whole thing that nobody is giving me anything clear on is when Jimmy Butler got hurt against the Thunder after having one of his best regular season games with the Heat, after he's complaining about usage, and then all of a sudden he's sick, and then he's reconditioning, then is playing dominoes with his agent in the Heat locker room on a night where the Heat are taking on the Rockets, where they probably were looking to piss off the Heat because they thought the Heat were going to get waxed by Houston, which they did not. And then Tyler Hero gets thrown into the hardwood, and then he comes back to practice the next day and is like, yep, good to go, going to give it everything I got, and then doesn't give it everything he got. What the hell changed?
Right.
That's what I want to know. Now, what changed in his mentality, or what changed behind the scenes? Because according to reports yesterday from Chris Haynes, who's very plugged in, remember when I got the stink eye from Jimmy?
Right.
And I asked him, I said, hey, have you had conversations with Pat Riley? According to Chris Haynes, they had not had conversations at that point as a face-to-face, that they had not talked it out until the next day, which you're welcome. I got them in a room together.
So my question
Look at me like that, Frog.
You know what you did.
I didn't do it. I'm not doing this again.
Hey, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, because you admit you did it.
So here's the question I have. If you're another team, and you think Jimmy could help, why? Based on what you've seen the last 2 years.
I think what they're probably just being, hoping. He's an act.
There's a hope to it. $60 million for hope.
But if you're paying $60 million right now.
To the same guy.
They're paying $60 million to it. Yeah, it makes sense for them because they're paying $60 million to a guy with no hope.
They're paying $60 million regardless. You might as well get somebody who can play. My question is, based on Jimmy's last couple of years and how he has really broken down getting into January, February, March, and into the playoffs, even if he wanted out, what team, if money wasn't an issue, would sign up for that? And hope that you turn it around without having anything even close to an idea of what Jimmy's going to look like if you bring him in.
Everybody's bringing him in with the hope that, okay, now I'm in a more amicable situation.
We're assuming that, you know, Schmeathers. I don't know, man. I'm just in a spot right now where I like, okay, I get Jimmy wants a trade, but he's done nothing that would garner people knocking down the door to get Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but nothing's going to change now either way. Right? We're at the point. That's right. Why I'm saying when you're meeting with the owner, I just feel like that's, all right, here's what we're going to do.
It's been nice.
Because nothing's going to change. Like, nothing is going to change. And you can't take word for it, and you can't – I don't really think you can put the coach or the players through it anymore. And
– It's a bad spot, but I'm always going to believe this. I don't care how much you feel like the organization didn't take care of you. What does that have to do with what they're paying you now?
I 100% agree with you, Leroy. And right. I think they were all hopeful.
And
like,
in fact, it's a sting. It stings. Like, I'm all about athletes getting as much money as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we're talking about 2 years from now and not getting paid 2 years from now to the point where you're sabotaging what you're doing now on the court. That seems a little extreme to me.
Right. And that's one of those things. And look, before, if I'm saying that he's sick or you're saying that was an ankle twist, let's just say it was either. To that point, he had missed a third of the season before suspensions.
Right. So
like Pat Riley's.
You think it got to the point where he just realized, I'm not going to play more games?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I think happened. Schmeathen says, when is Tobin's meeting with Mickey? Because this is all his fault.
Your fault, dude.
I'm so mad at all of you. And you guys are not.
Oh, wait.
I really hope that this community would rally around me. Mm-hmm. And all they want to do is yell at somebody. And the only person who's talking 4 hours a day is me. So you guys have been yelling at me nonstop.
You sped this up, dude.
Let's.
That I can't deny.
Let's. Here's what I would like to say. The reason why we're on you is that it seems that the two comments from both parties all came on questions that you asked that got things going.
Okay, but
so understand, if everybody's looking at you as the fire starter, all we have is your question to Pat, your question to Jimmy, their two answers, and then everybody run into the other party and say, look what this guy.
So in this case, you know, I was just watching this documentary on Netflix about the Jerry Springer show. Essentially what you're saying is,
oh my goodness, is that crazy?
It was crazy. But you're essentially saying, I'm not at fault for the lunacy, but I am Jerry Springer who's letting them throw haymakers at each other, and I'm asking the questions. I'm giving them the platform. Yes. That's what you're saying? Yep. I'm Tobin. Yep. I'm Jerry Springer.
Yep. That's basically what you did.
I don't like
to
that.
The point now, if Jimmy walked on stage and Pat was on stage, they would confront each other.
I'm basically like, if I was at a dinner party and this married couple invited me over and they were having problems, but I'd ask, so how much you guys doing in a week? And it was turned out to be zero.
Yeah.
And that just set
them bring it up, Tobin. Well, now that you mention it.
Wait, go back. Speed that said Tobin is Jerry Spring Roll.
I love Spring Rolls, man.
Point four.
Probably the only form of vegetable I like.
The only difference between a spring roll and an egg roll is no meat.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't even taste the vegetables, which is why I love spring rolls.
You could say you had vegetables.
I feel like I found out from that place, Leroy. I think I like everything in egg roll form. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, from the world famous.
Anything in an egg roll is delicious.
Pretty good.
Yeah. He's 100% right on that. Karen says that the heat.
They figured out a way to put a Philly cheese in an egg roll. It's delicious.
Karen says the heater and more poop than that dollar store. Those dollar store bandits in Polk County.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie. I'm wondering about them.
I'm telling you, the biggest upset there. That was like the 80s hockey team, the 80 Olympics, when I realized that they were black.
I saw the disappointment come over your face.
I was like, what? I mean, that sounds like something Cletus and Bullfrog would do.
E. Sim says, no jersey retirement for Jimmy. Give 22 to the next player we signed to a 10-day. Didn't the Oklahoma City Thunder do that with KD? Didn't they give 35 like to a nobody like the next year? They were really salty about that. 22 is going to the rafters, dude. Like, listen, it's all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's years away. But for right now, we need to think about what's going to happen.
Whoa.
On Friday.
I will say, though, the Miami Heat, I found out yesterday, did not ruin Tommy Tobin's love for the Miami Heat because he was watching a Disney show. They're all on streaming now that Chris Bosh just randomly showed up on. And I was like, he goes, who is that? I'm like, that's Chris Bosh, dude. And he goes, does he have a statue? I'm like, he doesn't have a statue. His jersey's in the rafters. He goes, well, when did he play? I said, he played with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. They were the big three. So I went to this whole thing. We watched game six yesterday.
Oh, did you love it?
Loved it, dude.
Oh, come on.
Loved it.
That's good.
Big shot Bosh.
That's good propaganda right there. That is pretty good.
I think that'll just be my thing. I think, you know, instead of current Heat games, let's just watch old Heat games on YouTube.
Let's just watch.
I mean, they're okay. They're still like a 500 team. Like they're going to be one of those teams that never go on that.
They're not build a fandom team though. They're not like if you're a child watching this. This is not a team that you watch and you like carry this to the rest of your. Like if you caught the Marlins with Dontrell and that era, good time.
You're saying this team doesn't have a guy that's going to captivate.
It's just not a thing. Like even like back when the Miami Heat had like Damon Jones and like they were winning fun games and Dwayne Wade came in. You're like, there's this young guy that I like. You look at the Heat now, it's like maybe Tyler Hero's cool enough to capture an audience. But
yeah, but it's hard. Like it might take a lot of people a minute or so because keep in mind he was in every trade package before this season started.
Yeah.
So exactly. Like there's that. Like it's hard. It's also, you know, maybe a lot of fans got into their mind that he wasn't even going to be here. So now we basically starting over with our love for Tyler Hero.
I agree with that because I think before, I would say probably before the summer of Dame, I would say Tyler Hero got louder pops in the arena than even Jimmy on some nights. Not in the playoffs, right. Obviously, because he didn't have the playoff success, but people really love Tyler.
Man, that snarl.
And then he got mentioned in the trade room. It's weird because we look back now at what Tyler was going through, right? And now look at what Jimmy is going through. Tyler may have handled it better.
More mature?
Yeah, and to say that he's younger, right? And probably it affected him a little bit more because it's something he's not, you know, sometimes looking at situations like this, and I can tell you how I felt. I felt it as rejection, not as a ploy to do this or this with your roster or this, right? And being just a casualty of that. No, Tyler Hero would have been a casualty of Dame, right?
Yep.
But I didn't look at it that way. I look at it as, oh, I'm not good enough to play on y'all team, right? And I think it's weird that some guys look at it that way and some guys can accept that a lot sooner. So I looked at it as failure that the team that drafted me don't want me anymore, right? So it's a weird dynamic. And I think Tyler, as we look back on it and see where he is now, he's getting into that prime, 26, 27. Throughout the history of basketball, that's your prime. But for some reason, he had to be in his prime 3 years ago. Now that we look back, he probably handled himself like really well with it.
We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Jerry Springer died.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I figured you would have found out during the show.
You are not the father.
That's Maury. That's Maury.
Jesus.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM.
Your boy folded.
Who?
Who?
Drake. Took the lawsuit.
Oh, no, that's a part of the plan, dude.
What?
Yeah, that's a part of the plan. It's part of the plan. You know, you introduce the lawsuit just to kind of shake them up, and then you hit them with a whoop-de-doo, and then by the end of it...
When's he going to put out music?
When is he going to put out... Jeez, it is getting harder and harder to defend. I understand he got to go away after something like that for a little bit, let people forget, but...
Fit kit.
Been doing everything other than releasing music.
Let's get to the mixed bag, huh?
Let's do it!
Beautiful sound clip music. What do you got for us today, Jared Hopp?
Damn. That's good. It's pretty good. I have the unfortunate reality staring everybody in the face right now. Possibility of a Chiefs three-peat.
Wow. Pat Riley's going to be laughing all the way to the bank. He goes,
yeah.
How about that?
He's going to get Jimmy Butler off the books, and three-peat merch is going to be flying off the shelves. Nonetheless.
Shouldn't he get even just questions about the three-peat he should get money about?
Yeah, but true. He might not even have the patent anymore.
No, we looked this up already. He still does.
Yeah. Okay.
He re-ups.
Smart. Smart man. Andy Reid, another well-respected figure in sports, talked about the possibility of a three-peat with the Chiefs. This is what Santa Claus had to say.
You don't ever go there. You're kind of tunneled in here just trying to find another play that possibly works or another defensive play that works or special teams guys are doing that part. It's a weird dynamic that way. You don't look at that stuff. You're just ingrained in trying to make sure you get communicated and see enough tape, but communicate with the players and teach them and so on.
How cold is it going to be in Kansas City this weekend?
Ooh, that is a good question. Probably too cold.
That's a sneaky cold place, right? A sneaky cold place. Because every game in January seems like it's 5 below.
It is estimated this weekend to range between 27 degrees of a high on Saturday to a potential low on Sunday of 3 degrees. So
that's what I'm saying.
That.
Three degrees. This time of year, right?
Yeah.
It always seems like Kansas City is the coldest place on earth.
Yeah. Gotta stop allowing them to host games because, geez, this is...
You can do something about that.
Unbearable.
Beat them. Yeah.
We're working on it. The game plan...
That was really the only knock against them, though, and then they won it last year, not as a home... team.
Right.
Yeah.
That was like the one thing we had on them. We're like, they never win on the road. Oh, great. They're going to win it again this year. It's really annoying.
You think?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Probably.
There's going to be.
This has the makings of a Detroit Super Bowl.
And emotionally.
Because you wouldn't have never expected it with all the injured guys they have.
Yeah, but eventually, you got to pay the piper. Is that a thing? People say that, right? Eventually, it's going
to
be like...
Eventually, it catches up to you.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
We've been saying that all year, and they're the number one seed.
I know, but we've also been saying that like, for 3 years with the Chiefs.
When do you stop saying it and just realize that they kind of got their stuff together?
That'd be nice. Hopefully. Because I'm not rooting for the Chiefs.
Ducks in a row.
Yeah.
What else you got, dude?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Mm.
Sure. You guys ever just sit at home and wonder, what are the Pittsburgh Steelers doing at quarterback?
I do wonder that.
Oh, do you?
What do you think, Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, that'd be nice. Except for Leroy wouldn't like that at all.
There's no way he could play.
You think he takes...
Let me say these two words to you.
Okay.
These two names and tell me what you first thing comes to mind.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers.
Do you want me to tell them both together or one for each?
Yeah, together. What you think happens in that situation?
Fight. Disagreement.
He's had head cases before, though. He's had Antonio Brown.
No,
got rid of him. Remember, though, he did historically get rid of Le'Veon Bell, too.
You can deal with head cases at other positions. Wide receivers are always a little...
I feel like Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin go together better than Tomlin and Russell Wilson did. And Russell Wilson and him seem to work out just fine.
People just don't like Russell Wilson's face, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They had 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger. They ain't going to get 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Mike Tomlin answered... maybe gave us a bit of a insight as to what he's thinking at the quarterback position, because he says we currently don't have a quarterback under contract.
We don't have a quarterback under contract, and so we got some major discussions there. It was a really good experience with the three quarterbacks that were on our roster this year. We certainly are open to considering those guys, but there's a lot of work ahead of us. And the major work, obviously, starts first and foremost with just understanding what our options are, what the field looks like in terms of free agency, what the draft pool looks like, and then beginning the process in terms of decision-making based on, you know, known variables.
You know who they just signed? Skylar Thompson.
That's right. Strange.
Hey.
Well, they don't have a quarterback under contract. They have a mini camp they have to run, so that's probably why.
I guess so.
You know what else this one is? Like, he basically just said this. We know we got three guys we can go to, but we want to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of the three quarterbacks that was on that team last year and you heard nothing along the lines of, we like the guys we have, we want to try to, you know, do what we can to get them back. Nothing like that. For none of them.
Schmied that says, Sam Darnold, welcome to Pittsburgh.
Sounds about right.
What else you got?
Yesterday, the Golden State Warriors, another of the highly coveted teams, not really doing so well. They fall to under 500 yesterday with a loss to the Toronto Raptors. They're now 19-20 on the season. Darko Rajakovic?
Rajakovic.
Ah, close. Rajakovic.
I love that guy.
That is the Raptors head coach. I believe we have another... drop from him.
He called something the complete BS.
Yes, that's right. That's right. This is great.
What happened tonight? This is completely BS. This is.
I love it.
That's my dream. If Eric Spoelstra ever wants to leave, all respect to Chris Quinn. If I can get a coach with an accent, I'm all for it.
One thing gets fired up too. Like, I don't need you to be like, you know, even keel all the time.
No way, dude.
No, I need you to be angry sometimes.
What happened tonight? This is completely BS. This is.
I don't understand. He said BS the first time, and then
yeah, I may have added an extra bleep in there for no reason, but you know, it kind of just works with the vibe and everything. But he did have another quotable moment yesterday after the Raptors knocked off the Warriors. I think he said what a lot of Western coaches have been thinking for quite some time. He can't wait until Steph Curry retires.
Steph Curry is a player that's, it's a privilege for all of us to live in an era and to work in this era in NBA when he's playing. I can't wait for him to retire. I'm going to get drunk that night. I promise you that. You know, I'm going to celebrate.
Well, it's amazing. Hey. There's some weird stuff going on with the Warriors, man. Do you hear like some of these quotes that Steph is saying? He's like, we can't make a trade to mortgage the future. I'm like... Does he want to get out?
What, you going to play till you're 50? Because the future is now.
You want to finish their stuff? Or you want to, you know, you should like the beach?
And
a little tradesies?
Yeah.
You think a simple trade of Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, just one for one, not that it would happen that way, you think that's enough to take the Heat to a championship?
I don't know, but it would be fun.
I don't know, dude, but it would be fun.
Do you want to win or do you want fun?
Tyler Hero and Steph Curry in the same backcourt? He's got Klay Thompson again. He's got a prime Klay Thompson right next to him.
But better, right?
Well, you don't have to go that far.
Okay.
Wow, Steph Curry's coming to the Heat.
Love that.
Why you start this dude off?
Wouldn't that be great if Mickey Arison's meeting and he goes, hey, Jimmy, come in here, please. Hey, Mickey, you know, hey, guess what? You know, I couldn't make the Suns thing happen. Mm. But the good news is we're still sending you to a place you wanted to go. He goes, oh, great. Where are you sending me? He goes, Golden State. He goes, I appreciate that, Mickey. You know, I've wanted to play with Steph for a long time, and you guys are doing right by me. He goes, oh no. We traded you for Steph Curry.
Yeah,
we traded you for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Jimmy, how about you take your big face coffee and stay on up and stay on out of here, dude?
Mm-mm. You think Mickey's going to handle
it? That's what Mickey's saying.
And then Mickey Harrison tells Jimmy Butler, splash. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, excuse me. And then he just derobes into his bath, into his bathing suit, and jumps and does a cannonball into the ocean because they're on the boat, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
On Mickey Harrison's boat. He goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to be a splash, brother. See ya, cannonball.
What an amazing sight to have this billionaire owner.
We're here live at Biscayne Bay as billionaire Mickey Harrison has just cannonballed into the bay, shouting, cannonball, I'm a splash brother.
you just realize now, though, doesn't know how to swim, Mickey Harrison. Never touched the water before. Anytime. Well, no.
No, we got to go.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.